Hi, welcome to Crusade Radio. Today we've got Stacia Morgan here with us, and she's going to give a testimony. I know a little bit about it, so we can share that together. So, Stacia, it's good to have you here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So you have a testimony about what God did for you, and it's in regard to your finances, isn't it?
Yes, it is. God's done a lot for me through this past year, especially. I've been through a divorce and a move and a change of jobs and everything. And so financially, I have had some hard times, and this meant a lot to me. It was a lesson that I learned.
Well, actually, it started off months ago when you asked for help with your budget.
Yes.
So we got Sister Erlene involved, who is a whiz at that. So we got her involved, and which was a good thing.
Yes, she was a big help. And we got it pretty much
under control.
And she actually kind of helped me figure my income taxes this year. I didn't have them done anywhere, and I kind of procrastinated it, and I figured them, and then she kind of helped me and made sure I did it right. And that's what this testimony is about. I received my income tax return, and I knew I was to tithe off of that money, or I figured I was supposed to. And anyway, so that's what I did. I tithed the full amount of my income taxes, the return that I received. And one day me and her were just talking, and she said, "Oh, I meant to tell you," because she knew I didn't know in detail about, well, a lot of things. So she just wanted to let me know that she knew what I had been doing with my finances and throughout mm-hmm. that previous year, and that I had been tithing off of my gross income. And so she said that really I didn't have to tithe off of the full amount of what I had received
right.
on my return. Because right. of that, I just needed to tithe off of the difference or something.
Yeah.
I still don't quite understand it completely. I think she knew that. But in other words, it would have been a couple hundred dollars, I think, from what I was thinking in my mind. And that's a lot of money for me. You know, especially right now as a single mother, and we've got some things coming up that I was
sure.
trying to save up money for.
Mm-hmm.
And but it just kind of happened in a way. It put me in a place I had already given the check to the church, and I just kind of thought in my mind, you know, I didn't feel right taking it back, and it just didn't feel right, and I remember telling her, well, maybe it happened like that for a reason. And so I prayed about it. I mean, just throughout the day, kind of asking the Lord to show me. And I went home that night, and this has happened to me a lot of times, and it always means so much to me. And the Lord answered me when I was reading his word, and to me, and especially at the time, it's just clear. You just know
yeah.
that it's a word from the Lord. It just can't be coincidence.
Denied, right. That's right. And you just pretty much opened up the Bible to
yeah.
that, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. I just happened to be reading these scriptures, and there was two in particular scriptures, but One really, really hit me, and it's in Haggai chapter 1. I'll just start reading from verse 2. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say that the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Then the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai, saying, is it time for you yourselves to live in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider how you have fared. how you have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And you earn wages that you that earn wages to put them in a bag with holes. And that really hit me hard, because the Lord has done so much for me.
He sure has.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
And I know He doesn't need anything from me. He doesn't need my money. It's not like He has really a house that's sitting undone at this point in time, and He needs my money to finish it. But He wants me to look and to see what He's done for me.
Yeah.
And this kind of is about me, you know. I earn wages and I put them into a bag with holes. I think I need things that I don't need, and I spend money on things I don't need, and they don't even matter. It's vain. It's all vain.
Yeah.
And it just really hit me that night, and I know that I can never give God even close to what He gives me.
That's true.
But that night I just wanted to give Him more than I had been. And I, the other scripture then that I turned over to somehow, and I remember where it was, but I'm not going to read it. But in my commentary, it had said something about giving God what's left over.
Yeah.
And that's what I know I tend to do, and probably a lot of other people. You know, I give my tithes, and I give, you know, what I have to give.
Yeah.
I guess. And even in my offerings, though, I give what's left over. I give what I can afford after I have everything that I think I need.
Yeah.
And I just that night I said I'm gonna leave it the way it is. I was happy. I was happy with the decision to give something to God. That's what He wants. He
Amen.
Wants me to want to give
Amen.
To Him, just like I want to give to my children.
Amen.
You know, my children don't have to, I don't have to set a certain amount aside, or, you know, they come first. They get everything they could want or need. And He
yeah.
wants me to want to give to Him that same way.
Yes. He wants our heart.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you were tested. The testing came.
Oh, yeah. The check that I had given got misplaced, or
what
it
you
got
were
put
actually
away.
During the offering time, you were out of the sanctuary, weren't you?
Yeah.
So then you had to look up the person who takes up the offering later, and he had stuck it in his shirt pocket.
Yeah,
and just hung his shirt up and forgotten about it, and it was a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how long, 4 or 5 weeks that.
Oh.
The check hadn't gone through the bank, and I asked him about it, and he said, well, it's gone through. I have the money. The bank's saying I have the money. And finally, I figured out later on, we were talking about two different checks. But yeah, that was, I never really seriously thought about it, but I thought it was kind of funny that happened, because at that point I could have just said,
yeah.
well, I'll just write another check.
Yeah.
And, you know, make it for a different amount or something. But
yeah.
I was content in the decision I had made.
Yeah.
Especially after what happened. And that was the lesson
yeah.
in it all to me.
Because it was a totally free will offering. I mean, you had tithed off of your gross, the whole thing. You know, and then Arlene said, well, at the end of the year, you can, you know, make that come out even. But you said, no, I'm going to go ahead and just give that gift to God. So it wasn't like something you already owed God, but you gave
yeah.
out of that. So
something I wanted to give after reading those scriptures.
Yeah.
It just because there wasn't anything I needed. I don't need for anything. I mean, we have everything. God provides for everything, and He's provided so much for me, especially this past year. I mean, He always has, but it's just been...
It's been amazing what God's done for you this past year, everything that you've been through. Mm-hmm. And it's like when God wants us to give to Him, He just wants us to do it so He can then bless us back with something. It's just like He's right there waiting to bless us back, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Which is what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. That, go ahead with that.
So, yeah. So anyway, I think the next day, it might have been the 2 days later, I don't know, but I checked my mail, and I had something from the IRS, and I didn't have a clue what it would be, but I opened it up, and it was a letter. I didn't know they even did this, to be honest. I thought, anyway, it was a letter from the IRS saying that I had misfigured my taxes, and there was another credit I could have taken and didn't, or something, and... Anyway, I figured it, I read the letter and I pretty much understood what it was talking about, and I figured it up, and I was going to be getting back more money. I was going to be getting back probably 4 times what I didn't have to tithe. You know, the money that I was debating tithing.
Oh my.
I was going to get back 4 times.
That's a miracle. Because I think you're right, the IRS doesn't normally do stuff like that. I mean,
if you underfigure, surely they'll
they
be
get,
after you. But
get your money, I think they want to keep it probably.
Yeah,
but
just to let you know, look, you might have more money owe you. So that was a major lesson for me. Like I said, it just showed me, it was just God waiting, like you said, waiting to bless me just because I wanted to.
Yeah. And He just confirmed all that beforehand. Yeah, that was me speaking to you through my word. Yeah, that is wonderful. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that testimony with us. And I know it blessed all of us here at Crusade Church, and I hope it will everybody who hears it. Thank you, Stacia.